Today being the 8th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 9th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zara chapter, continues from the third ayah of Surah to Fatr. Ustaz Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Qadir will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم، هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض؟ لا إله إلا الله وفعنا توفقون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد القاتل المعاقب القاتل لما سبق ناصحك الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره الكافي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم، هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض؟ لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون. الله تبارك وتعالى after starting this surah that is talking about how Allah originated everything and how He created everything, He is talking to us about the creations in their generality and in their details. He is now asking us, Ya ayyuhan nas, O you mankind, اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم, remember the favors of Allah and blessings of Allah on you. هل من خالق, is there any creator غير الله رب الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض, that is giving you sustenance from the firmament and from the earth? La ilaha illahu, there is none but Him. Therefore, where is it that you have been turned away from Allah? What is taking you away from Him? Here, Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah is addressing mankind as a whole. Mankind are children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. When the whole of mankind was created, Allah removed them, put them together, and took covenant from them. Am I not your Lord? They all answered, Yes. Don't come on their judgment and said, I followed my forefathers in what they are doing. That's why I did not go to follow the path of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here, this mankind, if you look at them, they are all at 5 levels. There is a level, the lowest of all of them, that don't even believe there is God. Then Allah is asking them, Afillahi Shaykh, is there even doubt that there is Allah? If you are to ask them, all this thing that they have, who gave it them?
Uditu ala ilm. Indeed. They will tell you they were given all these things they have. Innama uditu ala ilm. Indeed. All this that I have, I had it because of my knowledge. It is me. I thought about it. I did this. I did it. That's how I got it. These are the atheists. These are the atheists. The atheists, they don't believe in God. They believe whatever they have is something called nature, or they themselves, they work for it. Then after that, there is the polytheists. The polytheists, they are the second to the last row. This second to the last row, they believe there is God. They believe there is God. But they believe that this God is not, they are not certain where he is or what he is. Sometimes they have to go to Satan to get their needs. Sometimes they go to other places to get their needs. So to them, they are not certain about where the real God is. But they believe there is God. These are the ones that وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. When they are going to ask from Allah, they just ask Allah for this world. To them, the question of hereafter does not exist. They know there is God, but they are not sure of the God. But the question of hereafter, to them, is just a waste of time. So when they will even ask Allah, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, oh Allah, give us in this world. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. He doesn't even bother with hereafter. This is the second to the last room. Then the third to the last row, they believe in this world, they believe in the hereafter, they want to have part of this world, they want to have part of the hereafter. These are the ones that when they go to Allah, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. These ones, they believe there is Allah, they believe there is hereafter, they are asking for this world from Allah, they are asking for the hereafter from Allah. Then there is the people that are the fourth from the last room. These ones, they don't only believe that there is Allah, they believe that if you go to Allah, there is something else you can get. If إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر وتقاسم بين وتقاسم بالأموال والأولاد كمثل الغيث على جبل كفار نبات السماء هيج بطريق مسبرا. If this world is just about wealth, children and all this, and it's going to go, then their effort is small in the hereafter. They will not bother themselves to take anything in this world except just their need. They are the ones Allah is saying, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَءُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. They want Allah to be pleased with them, and this is their own level. This is where the awliya of Allah, most of them are. They whatever they will do for Allah to please with them, even if they will deny themselves their own rights, they will deny it. Then there are those that have nothing, everything they have is for Allah. These are the prophets and the special out of the area of Allah. This one, everything they have is for Allah. So this is how the five stages that people have. Those that have given themselves completely to Allah. Those that will sell whatever they have to seek the pleasure of Allah. Those that want this world, they want to enjoy it. You ask them to give zakat, they have given zakat. The rest, they would rather be building houses, buying cars, enjoying themselves. Hereafter they will get it because they have done what they are asked to do. Then there are those that they know about this world, they know about Allah, they don't believe much in hereafter. They only ask for this world. Then there are those that don't even believe that Allah is placed in the hereafter. They are called the atheists. Then you have the atheists, you have the polytheists, you have those that believe in Allah, but their belief does not take them to sacrifice everything they have. There are those that will sacrifice what they have. There are those that will even sacrifice themselves. That's the shaheed. So that's how people are in the categories. All of them, Allah is calling. Uzkuru nimat Allahi alaykum. What are these nima that Allah is asking that mankind should remember? Nimatul Ijad or Nimatul Imdad. Allah created you. You didn't know how you came to this world. Like it's going to tell us down in this surah. That the same Allah that created you is one that is giving you sustenance, that is making you to continue your life. Let us look at it. After coming to this world, you found yourself in the lap of your mother. Your food is already with her who provided it. You are taking the milk until your teeth is coming out to be able to take more food. Now you are getting bigger. Milk alone is not enough for you. Allah will provide you with your teeth. With your teeth, your parents will not bring you food that your teeth need to chew. At this time, they wean you off the breast of your mother, so that you don't injure her, and the food you are taking from the breast milk is not enough for you. This is how you will grow up. As you are growing up, you will find also that your intelligence is increasing. Before, you don't know anything. You are knowing something. You are recognizing your environment. Allah will be leading you like that. If you see clearly, Allah said, وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. These are the three things Allah has provided for human beings. On it, all your examination is taking place. If your ear, immediately you wake up, any sound, anywhere you will hear it. Whether you want to hear it, you don't want to hear it, you will hear it. That's why if somebody is talking to you, even if you turn your back, you will hear what he's saying. Whether you like it or not, you will hear it. Then the next thing you will see. But in seeing is the direction you turn your face that you are seeing. But it's not what you want to see that you see. It's everything in that direction that you will see. Like I used to give example to children. When you set out from the house, you are going to school. You didn't know the school you are going, but immediately you are on the road, you are seeing the sky, you are seeing the trees, you are seeing the road, you are seeing the cars, you are seeing other human beings, you are seeing other things. Did you come out to see all those things? No, but Allah wants you to see them because He's teaching you something. From this, you are going to learn some things. From it, you are going to gain some things. All these are blessings that Allah has given you. Maybe you go to school, one day somebody is asking you, do you know where there is one petrol station? No, it's on the way to my school by the right hand side. The day you pass it, you never took note that one day you need to know it. The firmament you are looking at, Allah is now drawing your attention to it. The trees you are looking at, Allah is now drawing your attention that there is benefit in those trees. That's how Allah is making your sight. Anywhere you turn, you see more than you intended to see by the time you open your eyes. Then Allah is asking, all this ni'mah that I've done to you have increased your intelligence. Allah will allow you to be eating, to be drinking, to be playing, to be discovering. He will not put any load on you until you get to the age of puberty, where you can also produce your own self. It's that time Allah will now say, as from now, you are a mukallaf. You are responsible. Anything you do wrongly today, I will hold it against you. Whatever you do rightly, I will record it for you as your reward. Before this, what you do rightly, I will give it to your parents. What you do wrongly, I will forego it. But now, whatever you do rightly, I will record it for you. Whatever you do wrongly, I will record it against you. You can see, for nearly 13, 14 years, 15 years, Allah allow you to exist in the world, do whatever you want to do. Your father has even told not to beat you, except at the age of 7. And not to beat you on anything at the age of 7, except something that has to do with your own God. For you to know that you are created is not a small issue. So ulama used to say, children, la'ibhum fi sabain, allimuhum fi sabain, wasa'ibhum fi sabain. La'ibhum fi sabain, the first 7 years, leave them as toy, play with them. Don't task them to what is beyond their intellect. That's why it's very easy for them to take it into memory. All the languages around them, they know it. If there are 5 languages spoken in his town, he can easily know the 5 languages. For his memory only. But intellect is not working yet. After that, for 7 years, the intellect is working. Let them know letters, alphabets. Why this? Why not that? Why that? The next 7 years, teach them to know why, wisdom. Then after this, they are 14 years. وَصَاهِبْهُمْ فِي سَبَعِينَ. Then the next 7 years, be their companion. Let them see that what you teach them, you are putting it into practice yourself. This is where you go. This is where you don't go. This is how you do this. we don't know how to thank Allah for, because if Allah did not allow us to follow the footsteps of our mother, then those of our father, then those of our teachers, like that, how would we be guided? That's what Allah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fatiha, said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Allah, it's you that I stand up to worship. It's you that I'm seeking Himself in worshiping. You are seeking my help? Then ask me to guide you. إِدْنَا صَرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah, guide me to the straight path. This straight path, even if Allah guides you, it's not easy for you to follow it. If I just come, I put yam down, orange, banana, meat, fish, milk, I just put all in front of you. You have never seen them in your life. What do you know that they will be used for? What do you know? How do you know that this one is to be peeled and cooked? How do you know that this one, milk, you can take it directly? How do you know that this one is fruit, you can eat it as food? This one, you cannot eat it except you take it. How do you know all this? That's what Allah says, Salatul Lazina and Amta Alehi. The path of those that Allah you are pleased with. From your youth, because Allah is pleased with your mother and your father, as your father and your mother for you, you learned all this from them. You didn't have to go and read about milk, about meat, about yam, about rice, about cooking, about water, about sleeping. All this, you see it, your mother do it, you see your father do it, you learned all this. By the time, at the age of 14, you are with your teacher, you are accompanying your teacher, if it's your father, or is it your father, you are seeing what they do. Whatever they do is what you do. That's for the next 7 years, then you get to the age of 21. At this age, as far as Islam is concerned, if they ask you to be a head of a community, you should be able to lead it. Because you have gotten all the training that is needed. But after the second one, before you take the companionship, for the woman, they said it's better for her to go and be a companion with the person that will marry her. For the man, even if he marries, he should still be looked after. That's why you find at that time, if in those days, people marry early at the age of 15, 16, 17, boys, their wives are still with their parents or the parents of the ladies. All these things are the natural ways that Allah has taught us. And all these are different blessings on us that we belittle. Anytime you are taking food, you belittle how you come to know that it is food. Anytime you see something that is dangerous, you belittle the fact that you are taught by Allah through your parents before you knew that this thing is a danger. That's why sometimes you travel to a country, nearly they see you with kola nut, they say, no, haram, they don't want kola nut. Here it is not. Because we grew up with it, we know it is not. If you are to go to some places, you bring something like amala, which is food that is black. They may not know it's food. But you here, you know it's food. All these things are lessons that Allah has done and given to each people their type of lesson. Allah will increase in some places, He will decrease in some places. So, Allah is not asking you, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Is there any creator apart from Allah? No, Allah is not saying for creating you. You know, any creator at all apart from Allah. يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that is sustaining you, giving you sustenance from the heaven and the earth. You may ask, we see people making cars, we see people making planes. These people that are making cars, who made them? Allah. Who gave them the senses? Allah. Why did they not make it before? Because Allah, it was not yet time for it. وَكُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Everything with Allah, there is time that He will release it. From 1900, when Fayda came in, and it was promised that the whole world would now become an easy world with everything being multiplied in plentiness, you see, everything has been increasing in multifold. It's not possible for you, 50 years ago in Nigeria, an average person to say you belong to a family that doesn't have a farm and you will eat. Because the food everybody was producing from the farm is so small. Only little you can go and say, but you have to go and farm your own. Almost every family has a farm. But today, some people don't know where a farm is. And they are eating. Because Allah has brought the time when He has made machines that will do the work of the human beings. And it's He that released the knowledge for the human beings to do it. Most of the so-called technological developments or discoveries, why are they called discoveries? They were there. Other people did not see it. Something happened and you discovered it. Which means it's not from you. That's why we are saying the other days, if you look at something like penicillin, it's by accident. Most major discoveries are by accident. That's why in the lab, you are adding one thing to the other to see what it will turn to. If you know what it is, you just have made it. When you add it, it doesn't come, then you add the other one. Then what's the possibility? What's the possibility? What is the statistics? You are doing all those things. So therefore, there is no creator other than Allah in the firmaments. And what are those Nima in the firmaments? Today, in the sky, the earnings from the sky is going to supersede the earnings from the earth in a short while. Just like the rain is from the sky. Everybody, every country, from your airspace, you earn a lot. Any plane that is going to pass through your airspace, it has to pay. When you are passing through anybody's airspace, you have to pay. Because if you have the land, the government has the land. From the land up to the up is for it. And then you see today, the two richest people, or the two richest giants in the world, they are fighting over the space. Because it's a satellite that you are using now to control most things. This Elon Musk, which is electric cars, China people have electric cars. How are you going to control these electric cars? Most cars are coming now without drivers. You have GPS. How are you directing all this GPS? It's from the sky. How are you getting it directly from the sky? Satellite is there. Who put it there? You. So the sky is where you now have your satellite that is giving you direction of how you go, how you don't go. Today, there are cities that if you go, 98% of drivers don't know anywhere. They only depend on the GPS. Where are you going? Say, I'm going here. He puts it inside his computer. Then you go like this. In the next turn, right. In the next turn, left. There's hold up there. Change your lane like that. Like until you get there. You are there. To the right, you are there. The time Allah was telling us that we have a lot of blessings from the sky. All that anybody can think about is rain. But you now know there is more than rain. It's from the sky now that you put satellite that you are using to guide you to where your position is in the world. Where you are going, where is that position? The relative connection in it. How do you go by it? The road in the earth is mapped into the map and you follow it. So you see Google Maps, they are making a lot of money from this. All these satellite companies, they are making a lot of money from the sky. Then, these cars that are being made now, that can go on their own without drivers, that's how they get their direction. You just type it in and then the signals will take you to where they are taking to. Well, earth. Again, on the earth, if you ask people what is the sustenance and the blessings from the earth, all that people used to think about before is your food that you are eating, your maize, your rice. Because any food that will go into your body has to be from what you are from. You are from the earth, your food is from the earth. But today, people are not fighting for land to farm. People are fighting for land because of minerals. Most of these things that are happening in some of areas of this country is because of the minerals in that land. It's because of the blessing that people are fighting for. Just like people used to steal, if you have wealth in your houses, people are now willing to steal land because of the wealth in those land. Even if it means they will bring competition, kill this one, do this one, kill this community, do that, just because of what is in the land. Forgetting that they themselves, they are human beings. That's why Allah is asking, هَلْ مِنْ خَالٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ? Is there any creator other than Allah? And therefore, He's the one, يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, is the one who is sustaining you and blessing you from the heaven and the earth. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. There is none but Him. Anywhere you turn is Allah. He is the one sustaining you. فَأَنَّيْ تُفَكُمْ. Knowing all this, what is taking you away from Allah? Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi says, you sit down, you go away, you play. When you don't have money, you start saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Ah, since you know everything is with Allah, come and stay by Him. So anytime you just need, you take it. Allah jalas al-muqtar bil-khub moridan anil-gidi tati lil-matali lil-fuki. So if you love the Prophet and you stay with Allah continuously, loving the Prophet, and you are doing your normal work, say, well, if you have need, say, you have to go to your need from up, not from the ground. Beggars stay and beg. You have to call the people to your need to bring it to you. Always, whatever we have is from Allah. It's from this heaven, it's from this earth. They are created by Allah. The sustenance are placed there even before you are born. All these minerals are there even before you are born. That the satellite can be in the sky and remain in an orbit for you to monitor. Who put the orbit there? Who put the G there to hold it in space? So it is attracted to the space, it cannot fall down. And when the light of the satellite is gone, it falls. And people are now calculating the cost of losing satellite and falling to the earth and the damage it can do. Because now we have thousands of satellites in the sky. A lot. Only Nigerians, we don't have much because we don't yet know how to tap on that. So may Allah recognize the blessing of Allah on us and may we thank Him for that. La ilaha illahu wa alaytu fakun. Nothing should take us away from Allah. Anytime we look at the sky, we should know our wealth is from there. Wafisamaya rizukum wa matu adun. For in the firmament is your wealth and whatever you have been promised. Allah is telling us.
وَإِنْ يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ.
وَإِنْ يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ. Allah is not in the Prophet Muslim. Because in this surah, Allah will talk to mankind. Then He will call the Prophet who is reciting to us. So not everybody will believe what you are doing or what you are saying. Then Allah is not telling him now. When you cut the buka, if they put you to lie, فَقَدْ كُذِبَ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. You are not the first. The messengers before you, a lot of them were denied. They were said not to be telling the truth. But know this, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ. Everything is going back to Allah. Just you do your work. This is being told to the Prophet as a consolation. Just like those people that are reciting the Quran now and explaining it as tafsir, as you are doing it, some people are wondering, is it true? Is it not true? We are asking everybody, study the Quran. Whether you are a Muslim or you are not a Muslim, there is no book today that is from God, that is authentic, that you can hold except the Quran. No other book. Any book, look at it. Quran is challenging anybody. Take any verse and challenge it. Let any book give this challenge to anybody, that take any verse and see whether there is something wrong or not. As today, there is no book that is written in the language of the Prophet that exists in this world except Quran. Any other book is one translation, the other translation, understanding, the other, how can it be the same thing? Take a rich language, like Yoruba for example. Take an idiomatic expression, translate it into English and see what results you will get. You will know that no serious book can be translated and it will remain the same thing. No serious book. Some people used to say, does this mean we must understand Arabic? I'm speaking English to you now. Why did you understand English? Is it your mother tongue? You understand English because of your stomach. Just like we are saying now, if you bother about this world so much because of what you are going to eat, to learn a language to seek for your worldliness, why can't you learn a language to seek for a hereafter? It's a challenge. Ask yourself. Is it too late? Wallah, it's never late. By the time the Prophet ﷺ came to the world, he was 40. Some Sahabas were older than him. They learned from the Prophet. The minimum, like I say, learn Fatiha till Kitab. That's the minimum. Each word, learn it. What is the meaning of it? Alhamdu, what is the meaning? Lillahi, what is the meaning? Ar-Rahman, what is the meaning? If you are taking one word, before you spend the month, you have known Fatiha till Kitab. You have been in school, you spent close to 15 years learning English, learning this, learning that, just to look for work. If Allah does not give you work,
Will you have it? We still have our people, made billionaires in this country. They have no degrees. Take the billionaires in this country, how many of them even has a master's? Even first degree, some of them don't have. So, learn Arabic and learn the Quran. You will know that this is the only book today that is talking about God and is talking about everything of God. La ilaha illa huwa ana yufa kun. When you cast the book, I cut the bar of the public, where a lie to the young woman.
يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور
يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا فلا تغرنكم بالله الغرور. Allah is calling mankind again. After giving consolation, the voice will never continue your call. Then he is extending the call of Allah again. Ya ayyuhan nas, O you mankind, at your different level, you that you don't believe in Allah that he exists, you that you believe in Allah but you are doubting the hereafter, you that you know the hereafter, you are hoping for it, you are hoping for this world, but you are not serious about the hereafter. Wa yusrun hayat ad-dunya, you prefer this world to the hereafter. All of you at your different level, O mankind, inna wa'adallahi haqqun, the prescribed time of Allah is true. Fala taghurrunakum hayatud dunya, don't allow this world to deceive you. Wala taghurrunakum billahi al-gharur, don't allow the deceiver to deceive you about who Allah is. Here, inna wa'adallahi haqqun, that Allah is really the appointed time that is promised is for sure. Yes, alunaka bin sa'ati ayyana mursiha. They are asking you, what is this time? When is this going to take place? I have said it the other day. All of us know that any thing you are doing, it has a limit. As a child, you know that you will not take breast milk forever. You will be weak after some time. As a child, you say you are going to school. When you are going to school, which school? They say, nursery. How many years are you playing in nursery? Maybe they say 1 year or 2 years. Before you leave that place, there will be no exam. There's exam. Then you go to primary school. They will tell you are going to spend 6 years in primary school. Is this not a time? It's time. Will it not come? It will come. Then each year, you not have your exam. You have your exam. When it is time for exam, what do? You stand up, rushing, preparing. You want to pass. You don't want to fail. That's how you did for each year. Until finally you finish your 6 years. You come to the university. You say, another 6 years. There's another 6 years. I said, yes. You come and do either 5 years. Or for primary school, 6 years. Secondary school, 6 years. Then university, maybe 3 years. Or 663, they call it. Or 664. Each one, you are doing the exam, but before you finish, there is an appointed time for you to finish. All these things have appointed time, and you think there is something else in this world that does not have appointed time? Even you, your life has an appointed time, like Allah is going to tell us. The whole world has an appointed time. This sun you are seeing, with its magnificence, its beauty, it has been there for millions of years, it has time. It has sama wa shaqat wa azna li rabbiha wa huqat wa izal ardu muddat wa alqat ma fiha wa takhallat wa azna li rabbiha wa huqat. The firmament, it has its time. One day it will go. The earth has its time limit. One day it will go. So the appointed time for you to meet with Allah is there. Believe in it. Since you are seeing that each time now, we are having phases of time. Somebody enters the government. They say 4 years. He thinks 4 years is very long. Soon, it is there. Okay, I want another 4 years. After another 4 years, he thinks it's long. 8 years is finished. He said, no, I want to stay there forever. Even that forever, you are going to go. So everything has its appointed time. Inna wa'adallahi haqqun. So in this world, it's so beautiful when you are looking at it. When the weather is there, it's beautiful. You can have AC, the different kind of food you want to have. Look at women, beautiful. Your cars, beautiful. Your clothes, beautiful. Let this not deceive you. Let it not deceive you that there is no appointed time and you not take an exam. You are presently in an examination hall, you know that. And you have been marked. قال أولا يرون أنهم يبتلون في كل عام مرتين مرتين أو مرتين. Don't you see every year you take examination from Allah once or twice? Allah is asking you. Or what was the consequence like he said? وَلَهُمْ يَزَكَّرُونَ. And you don't think everything has an appointed time. When the time comes, it will be. You are not in this world before, you are now in this world. You heard of your grandfather, he's no more in this world. One day, you too will be in history. What history do you want to live for yourself? What exam do you want to live for yourself? وَلَهُمْ قُرَنَهُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْقَرُونَ. There is somebody deceiving you about Allah. He is called Satan. He is called Al-Ghurur. The one that is deceptive, don't allow him to deceive you about Allah. La ilaha, Allah is everywhere, Allah is with you. He sees what you are doing. So be very careful. Don't allow the deceiver, the chief deceiver, to deceive you about this, about Allah. The world is deceiving you about the hereafter, Satan is deceiving you about Allah.
فاتكدوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير.
إن الشيطان كان لكم عدوا فاتخذوا عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. Who is this guru? ولا يغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله كرور. Who is this guru? إن الشيطان. For sure it is Satan. كان لكم عدو. From the beginning of your life, he has been your chief enemy. فاتخذوا عدوا. You too, go with him in this world as an enemy. إنما يدعو حزبه. He has his own party. And he called people to his party. إنما يدعو حزبه. ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. He is calling his party to follow him to hell. Allah has already told him that لَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمَنْ تَبِكَ مِنْهُمُ أَجْمَعِينَ. You and your followers are already taking you to hell. He knows there is nothing, he will go to hell. So he used to say, where you will know that Quran, the miracle has no limit. Abu Lahab is the uncle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet went to the Mount of Safa, like we said already, called all his relatives, Banu Hashim, Banu Abdul Muttalib, people of Makhazumi. He called all the different clans. He was shouting on his voice, they all came. Said, all of you, you know me. If I was to tell you that there's an enemy behind the mountain, he's about to fall on all of you, what would you say? All of us, Sarikul Amin, and Sarikul Amin. You are a truthful and a trustworthy fellow. Whatever you say is truth. Then let me warn you. All of us are about to enter hell. We should not accept anything with Allah. Allah is one. Let's worship one. Huh? Well, okay. What is this message? You don't understand it. People are bewildered. They cannot talk. But his uncle Abu Lahab, Ali Hazar Da'otana, because of this you called us, may you perish. Then Asa'ah. Immediately Allah answered, تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبِي وَتَبَّ مَا أَغْنِي أَنْهُ مَا لَهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَيَسْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. He is going to enter hell. Despite the fact that this was said to Abu Lahab, Abu Lahab heard this. He knows the Prophet does not tell lies, but he couldn't repent until he left this world. Why? Because the Quran has said so. This is a miracle. Some people say, Abu Lahab, okay, let me think. If at least if I repent now, I will not go to hell. Then the Quran will not have said the truth. But Quran has already said to Satan, لَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِنْ تَبِكَ مِنْهُمُ أَجْمَعِينَ. I'm going to put you in hell, you and those that follow you, I'll fill you with in hell. Because of this statement, till tomorrow Satan has not been able to know the door of Tawbah back to Allah. And Satan will not be able to repent up to the day of judgment. The Quran has said it. This Satan is your stark enemy. He is the one that removed your father from paradise in the first instance. Although Allah knew we were going to stay there. This kun anta wazurika jannat wa kula min haragan an hajjituma wa la taqrabu hadhihi shajarata fa takuna min az-zalimin fa azallahum ash-shaytan anha. He is one who removed them from Satan. They were having their dresses on. The dresses is of light. But immediately they take the fruit that they are not asked to take. For the first time, they felt that they have to, there is impurity in them, they have to pass it out. And the light disappeared. Immediately this light disappeared, and their covering is light, they became naked. Then, what will happen? In this mosque, if a child wants to urinate, is there a place for him here? What do you have to do? Take him outside. They have to leave paradise to come to the world, to come and do, pass the urine, and pass the feces, and do all this. So this is it. فَتَّقِذُوا أَدُوَّا. So you too, go in this world with Satan, knowing that he's your enemy. If he's calling you to anything, don't just follow him. لَا بِيَنَّهُمُ. He has promised that he is going to deceive you. لَا تِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْقِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ فَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. The biggest door that can easily grant you whatever you want is the door of being grateful to God. Allah brought you to the world, gave you a mother, gave you a father, gave you sustenance. All you need to do is just thank God. But he said he's going to stay in those adult door, in your front, by your behind you, by your right, by your left. Luckily, Allah, he didn't say he's going to stay at the top. You can figure him up, Allah, from the top. وَلَا يَقْرَنَّكُمْ هَعَدٍ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ خَالَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوا عَدُوًّا إِنَّمَا يَدُوُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And the first thing he does is to make you to forget Allah. إِسْتَحَوْذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. The first thing they do is istakhawla. They bewilder you with something that is a miracle. They want you to believe in something that is not existing. Come, you see, I can do this. Now you become DG. Now you become, you win your election. You become, then you get bewildered. At that time, you forget that there is Allah. For some, you cannot lie. You don't remember Allah. That's why he asked us to follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. If you want to be with Allah at all time, you have to hold to the Prophet. Don't hold to anything. Hold to the Prophet. And the Prophet, يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ. He remembers Allah in every situation he is in. He's standing up, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا. He's eating, Bismillah. He has finished eating, Alhamdulillah. He's entering the toilet, A'udhu Billahi. He's coming out, Ghufranaka Allahumma. Anytime he's calling Allah. Tasbih, he's also making tasbih. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. He's making ruku, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. He's sujala, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. Let's try to fit all a space of time with remembrance of Allah. Anytime you are calling Allah, Satan will disappear. And let's have companions that are people of Allah. And the best companion is the Prophet. أنا جليس من ذكرني. Allah said, I am in the presence of the one that is calling me. If you call me in a group, I will call you in a group better than your group. If you call me alone, I will call you alone. Let us all know that Satan is our enemy. Let's take him as an enemy. He will call you to be among the party of those that is going to hell. Cult members. Everybody knows cults are going to hell, but people are joining. Blood money, they say it's blood money. People are looking for it. Why? Just because you see somebody riding a beautiful car. This car, the end of the car, is just gongoni. Any food that you eat, no matter how beautiful it is, the end of the car is manure. Any cloth that you are wearing, the end of the car is rag. The cloth we are wearing today, 10 years ago, we don't have this kind. Look at tithes. Anybody that built a house 20 years ago, did you know about this kind of tithes? It's terrazzo you are talking about. So the world is changing. don't allow you to take your time and deceive you. Allah does not change. Inna ma yad'u hizbahu, he will invite you so that he can take you with him to hell. Liyakunu min ashabi sa'ir.
الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير
الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, call them. The whole of mankind, we sent you to all of them, not only a community. Call all of them. Alladhina kafaru, those that disbelieve in your message and does not follow your message, lahum azabun shadidun, he is going to be faced with punishment that is very severe. Walladhina amanu, those that believe, wa amilu salihati, and does good work, lahum makfiratun, Allah will overlook their bad deeds and forgive them. For ajrun kabir, and give them reward that is of immense nature. Allah is going to give them magnificent reward that has no end. So Allah is telling us here, whenever the Prophet is talking, there will be those that will deny, there will be those that will believe. Those that deny said they are standing with Satan, go. Those that believe they are standing with the Prophet, be with him. Bu is to hadian, walaysa li min al hidayati shay. وَبُئِسَ الشَّيْطَانُ غَوِيًا وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنَ الْغَوَايَةِ شَيْءٍ. Allah, Prophet ﷺ said, I was sent to guide. I don't have anything to do with guidance. You are told, if you follow me, you get guided. You have to follow. Satan is sent to take people astray. He has something to do with straying. He calls to people, and if you answer him, you answer him. Me, my call, you can hear it. Hidna Salatul Mustaqim. Salatul Ladina An'amta Alayhim is saying it out. We are saying it out. The Quran is saying it out. Everybody is saying it out. That of Satan, he doesn't think to you. He was with the peace during Nasi. Whichever one you want to follow, you follow. One day, Sheikh Ibrahim Yas was coming, was going to home from a journey. Then on the way, he met one of his students that he knows. He said, this person on the road, they waited. Then they gave him a lift back to their hometown. As they were on the way going, the man asked Sheikh, the Sheikh said, yes. Kai, look at the way you just met me on the road and you take me. On the day of judgment, assist me to also take me to success like this. Sheikh says, you want that? He said, yes, you too, you have to assist me. Let me meet you on the way like I met you on the way today. If you want the Prophet to assist you, be on the way of the Prophet. He will assist you. If you are not on the way of the Prophet, how will he assist you? Therefore, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, those that deny, after all this, Allah will give them severe punishment. Don't have pity on them. Those that believe and forgo a lot of things they are seeing in haram, those people, Allah said, they have zallat, they have other things that they have done wrongly, but we will overlook it. Since they believe and they are trying their best, therefore, when you stand up, go and stand up and establish a salah. You know how to pray well, you know how to pray well, say it. Allah appreciates that you left your house because of him. If this madam does not appreciate and say you don't have salah, don't listen to him. Allah, that you left the house because of him, he knows. When somebody has done wrong to you, forgive him like Allah is forgiving. Allah knows it's because of him. Allah said, وَإِن تَعَفُوا وَتَصْفَهُوا وَتَكْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If you overlook and you forgive and you pardon, Allah is the one that does it, not you. This, we have to be very careful here. Anytime somebody is asking for forgiveness, do you know what the person asks, what Allah is asking to do? Allah is saying, my servant said yes, I want to forgive this person. Go and present me and give him forgiveness. Anytime somebody has done something for you, against you, that you should easily overlook, Allah is one telling you, go my servant, he said yes, represent me and overlook. That's why I said, that's what Allah is saying, وَإِنْ تَعَفُوا وَتَصْفَهُ وَتَكْفِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ is one that has overlooked, not you. You only did it on his behalf. Allah cannot be sending you on good mission, on good mission, on good mission, and he will abandon you. So try to be the messenger of Allah on good mission at all the time. Anything that Allah says, do, do it. All these attributes of Allah, he gives it to us. Allah is asking, who among you is going to give loan to Allah? Even though Allah will tell us that we are all his enemies, but he said, give me loan. If somebody comes to you, he does not have what he's eating, please, I don't have what I'm eating. Don't throw him away. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَقَتَرْهَا Allah said, and to the one begging, said, don't chide him. Which means, don't even say any bad word to him. وَأَمَّا بِنَيْ مَتَ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ Why did he ask you? Why would anybody see you and be begging you? He sees that there is blessing on you that he does not have. That is the ni'mah. اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وأما بنعمة ربك then this name that Allah has given you that he sees that you believe to then tell Allah it's true you have given me nima. He has recognized it. I have 500 naira with me, 50 naira you take, you two go. This is it. Not that you see somebody poor on the road. I don't want to see poor people on the road. I don't want to see the dirty people on the road. If Allah make you to be like that, what are you going to do? Allah can do it. Are you the one that make yourself to be above them? Don't go and say on the street, I want clear all these beggars away from the street for me. Why? If you are nice to them, tomorrow you will not see beggars. One person in the government once asked me, okay, is this how we are going to be leaving beggars, to be doing this, to be doing that? I said, you can leave, take beggars from the streets, but follow the path of the Prophet. Sallallahu. You can never achieve anything in this world better than the Prophet. The Prophet came and he met that they are slaves. Slaves are wealth of people. He can't just say, as from today, everybody, free your slave. Because there's a psychological problem for both the slave and the owner. And the Prophet came to solve problems. There is a psychological problem for the beggar and you that he is begging. When he's begging you, you get tired. Always he's asking me, he's disturbing me. He too. The Prophet said, whoever opens the door of begging, then Allah will make him to depend on it. He has started begging. He doesn't know how to leave it. Even if he has money, but he will still continue to beg because he has already started it. Then how do you do it? He has children. Go and take some of his children. Put them in school. Be training them. When that one has finished primary school and secondary school and he has work, will he go and beg? Then tomorrow, when this man dies, will he have any child that is begging again? You have stopped it. Do it naturally. That's why in the Quran you find Fatayu Rakabatin, Muminatin, always free slave, free slave. If you are free slave, every small thing that happens, they say, go and free slave. A day will come, there will be no slave. Do it naturally, not by force, because there is psychological impact in each of these. You don't just come and say, remove beggars from the street. This statement is not good. Please let us follow the Quran. Let's do something for these beggars, particularly their children. We train them, give them free education. Even you can give the whole country free education. It was done before. When the hair did not have wealth, what is in it? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ Allah will give you forgiveness if you believe. And if you do good work, Allah will give you a lot of good, big reward. So, have faith, Allah forgives you. Do good work, Allah will give you big reward. Which one of it don't you want? Anytime Allah is talking of faith, he follows with it, good work. They go together.
Already two questions. Now,
so some must have two questions. Okay.
Come, Carla. This person wants to know the ruling. What's the ruling? Ruling for paying fast for a deceased who has made intention of fasting 30 days before death.
Anybody who dies, there is not a cliff on him. Anybody who is less than age of puberty, there is not a cliff on him. If somebody is fasting, he says he is going to fast for 30 days.
I have a question to ask.
He is going to fast for 30 days of Ramadan. This particular fast is not because he says he is going to fast that he is fasting it. It is incumbent on him. It's farida. It's different from if he made a covenant, oh Allah, I'm going to fast 30 days fast for you, as thanking you. And he did only 3 and he died. This one, somebody should pay for him because he's owing Allah. But if it's Ramadan, if he dies in Ramadan, he's not owing anything. Where he reaches is where he reaches, and that's the end of it. So, but if he makes a promise, he's making a promise that I will say to you tomorrow. It's not a promise. It's a commitment and you have to do it. It's not a question of a promise. So if you die today, tomorrow, Subhi is not on you. Even if you are sick, Ramadan is not on you, let alone if you die. So the person who has died, there is no Ramadan on you. So the question is out.
The second question. There is a trend of people paying others to fast on their behalf. Please watch the Sharia, the standard of Sharia.
There are things you can't do on behalf of others. There are things Islam allows you to do on behalf of others. Before the time of the Prophet, like it's going to come, you can't do anything for anybody. But in our Sharia, Allah allows you that you can do something for others. You can't pay for somebody to fast Ramadan for you. Ramadan? No, it's on you. You can't fast because you are sick, it's taken away from you. Each day, give food equivalent of 1 mudu. And 1 mudu, the volume is about 0.75 liters. You can put rice in a 0.75 liter bottle every day and you are giving it out. You have done that. But you pay somebody to fast for you. Why? It's just like saying, I'm paying somebody to go and pray Sugi for me. It does not work. But you can pay somebody to go and do Hajj for you. Somebody who does not have the capacity to go to Hajj, he is not healthy. He doesn't know if he goes what will happen. Or he's afraid, maybe he's owing somebody. Or maybe he's somewhere. If he goes, he can be arrested. All these things. There's something that can allow you. If you pay somebody to go to Hajj for you, and he goes on your behalf, you have the Hajj. But the person must have done Hajj for himself first. If he has never done Hajj, he cannot go for Hajj for you. So, anybody paying somebody to do do fasting for him. If it's Ramadan, he's wasting his time. If it's not Ramadan, nobody ask him to do what he cannot do. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa ma ataha wa illa usaha. Which is wrong. You say he has a question. What is the question? He didn't write it. Ask now. Ah.
Some of us who grew up in a community that at the time had no designated graveyards. Our council were buried at home, some inside the house, some around the houses. And some of the people that were buried were our elderly Malams. Today, expansion and development has caught up with some of those buildings. What do we do? Can we destroy them? And build a house, or we just
bring them here. He is asking about people that are buried. Some are buried in burial grounds, some are buried in houses, some are buried in such different places. There is no rule as to where you should bury, but it's preferred that Muslims are buried in one place because that was the sunnah of the Prophet. Mm-hmm. The Kaaba was designated as a burial ground for Muslims. And when you bury a Muslim in Nigeria, the burial ground is an advantage. Anytime a Muslim goes there to pray, he prays for all the dead bodies there. If he recites Qul Allahu 3 for all dead bodies, everybody will get a share. But if you bury him in the house, any day there's nobody in that house is solitary. Also the dead body is there like that. Normally people believe that today is tomorrow. Today is not tomorrow. Today is different. Even the next second is different. Today you are very big. You are having this, they should bury you in the house. Nothing will happen to this place. You don't know tomorrow. But if you want to be buried, the best place, get yourself buried in a burial ground. There are people that they are consummate. They have become too big for time to easily remove them. Such people, they can be buried in a special place where almost for sure nothing will ever go and touch it. Mm-hmm. So all these things is a decision. But even burial ground itself, after some time, it is allowed to close it and build on it. It's allowed in Islam. After some time, some people say 20 years, some people say less than that, you can close a burial ground. After 20 years, that nobody was buried there again. He said, you can close it and you can build on it. It's allowed. Let alone a house. Huh? Some of the people that Boko Haram has sent out of their villages that have their houses with tombs in it, the government has taken the place over. They will just remove everything and build on it. Or you had money, you have house, you want to sell the house. If you sell the house, if you like, you can come and remove your dead body from there. If you don't remove, the owner can do whatever he wants with it. He can decide to cover it and bury it. But removal of dead body from the grave is allowed. So these are the things you can. You understand now? Removal of dead body from the grave is allowed. Islamically. You understand? Because when Anid Musa was leaving Egypt, he was asking who knows where Anid Yusuf was buried. He wants to remove his dead body from there. And it was only one elderly woman that was able to show him. Islam allows that you can remove your dead body from one place and transfer him, exhume and transfer him to somewhere else. But the best place to bury a Muslim is a graveyard. Designated Muslim graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah bless us with the Quran, the recitation of it, the pondering over it, the working with it. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah make the truth to override the falsehood in this country. May Allah bless all that He has given us. The food we are going to eat. The house we are going to live. The clothes we are going to wear. What we are going to write. Our dignity. May Allah make it intact for us and grant it for us. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the Sahaba for us. May Allah make us leave this world with kalima shahada. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahim. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار الأزم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Sorry.